And now, James Gravel.
One important feature of the church described in the Bible is that it was prophesied to arrive at a specific place on earth. The Church of Christ is the only church that fits the criteria laid down in the Bible in this regard. Isaiah prophesied in Isaiah 26, verse 18, "Thus saith the Lord, Behold, I lay in Zion a stone for foundation." The name Zion is another name for Jerusalem. In fact, Isaiah used both names in Isaiah 40, verses 9 and 10, when he wrote, "O Zion, you who bring good tidings, get up into the high mountain. O Jerusalem, you who bring good tidings, lift up your voice with strength." Where did Isaiah say the stone for a foundation would be laid? In Zion, Jerusalem. And in what city did the Church of Christ have its beginnings? In Zion, Jerusalem. In Acts 1, verses 5 through 6, while Christ was with his apostles, and shortly before he ascended to his Father in heaven, we see the beginning of the fulfillment of Isaiah's prophecy. "And being assembled together with them, he commanded them not to depart from Jerusalem, because you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now." Sure enough, not many days later, we read in Acts 2, verses 1 through 3, while the apostles were together in Jerusalem, when the day of Pentecost had come, suddenly there came a sound from heaven, as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. Then there appeared unto them divided tongues as of fire, and one set upon each of them, and they were filled with the Holy Spirit. In Matthew 16, verse 18, Christ had said that he would build his church. On the Pentecost following the Lord's death, burial, and resurrection, Peter publicly rebuked the Jews for their part in killing God's Son. Acts 2:37 records that they were pricked in their heart and sought to be forgiven. On that day, at least 3,000 people were added together by God to constitute Christ's church when they repented and were baptized for the forgiveness of their sins. Acts 2:38-47. There can be no doubt that the Church of Christ was established in the first century exactly as prophesied. When was the church of which you are a member established?